Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring to you your featured speaker for the evening, and I'm glad the shade rolled in so you can all get comfortable and pay some attention to this woman. She's one of the most cogent, coherent political thinkers in America today, and she makes it fun all the time, too. You can hear her every morning, 9 to noon your time on TalkStream Live, The Tammy Bruce Show. You can get her at TammyBruce.com. She's all over the place. You can find her, Hey Tammy Bruce, on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together loud and proud. Happy Independence Day for the one, the only, Tammy Bruce!
Iraq and Afghanistan right now. So is it hot out there right now?
No.
Yeah. Hell yes it is. And I know there's children in the room. I'm going to try to not be Italian. I'm going to do my best. This is a family event. But the reason it's a family event is because you know your children's future is in your hands, not in Barack Obama's. Now when I mention, I know it is, it's a beautiful state. Tucson is a beautiful city. It is hot. The least we can do throughout this summer is be hot in solidarity with our troops who have 100-pound packs on their backs, sweating through the summer in the damn Middle East. We will sweat it through here at home. I am here and you are here, not because we are Republicans or Democrats or independents. It's because we are Americans. It is because we know that the future of this country relies on the choices we make, and we are going to keep our money, and we are going to continue to make choices that best suit us. We are not going to give our money to Washington. We are not going to lay down for Barack Obama or any Republican who votes to support an agenda that destroys our children's future and puts them into debt slavery. Not going to happen. We are living, here is the 4th of July, a divine moment in history, a moment that is divine, in fact, that we know while, oh, Jesus Christ's birthday is also an extraordinary moment. The reason this planet is not a cinder and can still enjoy having Christmas and Hanukkah is because of America. It is because of the sacrifice of generations of Americans who now have ensured that Americans who are Christian and Jewish are able to support and celebrate the holidays involving their faith and the quality of their lives. It is not due to anyone else on earth, but to those of you out there who have served, those of you who have lost family members, who have perished in wars, all of us, myself included, who have family members buried in the South and in the North during the Civil War, all of us who have sacrificed. Now, our generation, let me ask you this, ladies and gentlemen. I've enjoyed getting into my 40s. I enjoyed a message yesterday from a woman my age named Sarah Palin. Now, I know that some of you, look, some of you are, you have different letters after your name. Some of you have erased the letter after your name. But let me tell you, as a woman who's Sarah Palin's age, we are a generation that we will not let this country lay down and surrender because we're tired, or because it's hot, or because somebody's good on TV, maybe, or because they read the teleprompter really good. This nation is more than that. This nation is you. It is your children. It's that little dog walking around right here. It's these little kids sitting right here. Because what we have sitting comfortably on this lawn and in your chair, Sarah Palin also knows the difficulty in life, the difficult decisions that need to be made, what it is like to not go to an Ivy League school, what it is like to not be a member of the club, what it is like to not live east of the Mississippi. She knows what it's like to be a Westerner, to be an independent woman. And on this Independence Day, we have to celebrate the symbolism of Sarah Palin declaring her independence yesterday. Yes! For those of you you who still might have, I still need to hear where she stands on things like amnesty and the sovereignty of this country. But here's what I can tell you. You know when someone means you well, you can still disagree on the issues. Many of you disagree with me on some very fundamental issues. I'm a pro-choice feminist. And here's what I can tell you. There is no one else I'd rather stand next to in a trench defending ourselves against. Originally, it would be like the French. But now it seems like our own government. Shoulder to shoulder with every single one of you to defend this country so that we can each choose to live the lives that best suit ourselves, so that we can have debates about what's important, so that we can understand and have a dialogue based in the freedom of this nation as it stands. We will not, and this freedom is not about a message that Barack Obama articulated last year during the campaign, that Americans are bitter and clingy. That you, the message there is that you cannot be trusted, that you are emotional, that you are less than the elite, and that you must be controlled. Let me tell you something. The reason everyone has got, oh, let's just say real upset. There are some choice words I'd be using here, but I won't today. The reasons the left and the right, the machines in Washington and the media machines are so beside themselves about Sarah Palin is that she is us, and she committed the unpardonable sin of not being destroyed by the liberal Gestapos. That simple. They know she is an inspiration. You may not vote for her, and I have a feeling you may have a chance to vote for her. I have a little tiny bit of a feeling. They know that she inspires you and reminds you who you are. They know that President Reagan does that, but we are reliant on videos for that inspiration. There is nothing like a reminder for my generation that Reagan's spirit lives in every single one of us. When President Reagan died, God rest his great soul, when that regular guy died, millions more of President Reagan emerged. We hold that torch for him. Sarah Palin represents, look, she is a regular mom. This is what's so great about this and why they're so afraid of you. Reagan was not extraordinary. Sarah Palin is not extraordinary. Our heroes are us. They remind us. It's what President Reagan did. President Reagan didn't lead us. President Reagan got down and said, "Get on my shoulders. Know who you are and what you're capable of." So when we talk about leadership, the thing that frightens, and some of you, but I see some hands because, you know, I was a Democrat up until February of 2008. There's a Democrat behind the stage now who's a Hillary voter. People who were shocked at what transpired last year, who said, "That is not what I stand for." How many of you here first are independents when it comes to your politics? Okay, about an eighth. And what about libertarians? What is a libertarian scenario here with you guys? Any Democrats braving? I didn't see any Obama stickers in that parking lot. I can tell you that right now. We got a Democrat there? You know, I'll tell you, I was a Democrat all my life. President Reagan was a Democrat. Rudy Giuliani. How many of you are fans of Rudy Giuliani? How does Palin Giuliani sound in a few years? Yeah, not Giuliani Palin. Not Romney Palin. Palin somebody. Palin, not anybody. Palin, one of those boys who thinks this was mine. Let them get behind her. So, you know, you're looking at Giuliani, who was a Democrat, Reagan, who was a Democrat, for a reason. Individual personal liberty, individual freedom, people being able to make choices that best suit them. An America that creates wealth and opportunity, especially for minorities. And the only way that that is achieved is by creating an environment where we are not reliant on someone else's generosity. You're going to be waiting for a check from Barack Obama. You think he's not going to have a cost attached to that check? You're waiting for especially women and people of color. If you don't have that cash in your own hand, you will never be able to choose where your children go to school, what kind of job you can have, where you will live, and how you will retire. The only real freedom, and the left knows this, is in money. And money is not an evil element. Profit is not evil. You heard all of this about the oil companies and that evil profit. Gosh, gas has gone up a dollar since Barack Obama was elected. Nobody seems to be complaining about profit now, are they? Bottom line is, having money in your pocket means for the first time candidates for office here, you can give them money. It means you can come here because you've got gas in your car. It means you're going to be able to spend a little money on your phone bill so you can call some of these politicians in Washington. If you have no money and the government has it, you have no power. You have no voice. And the Democrat Party knows this. Look, they're serious and honest. They truly think they are simply better than you. They honestly, it's not a game. They truly believe that. They're deluded. They're self-obsessed. There is, having been on the left for so long, let me save you some time. They are not confused. They truly believe this. They truly feel it. And the only thing, look, there's no hearts and minds to win. They truly believe that you need to be controlled. What they're going to find is that they're going to be fired before they're going to be able to do anything more to this country. I don't know if the word, little kids might not know this word. I don't know if the word guillotine has been brought up yet today. Is that a little dangerous? Make people nervous? Yeah, well, we're not French, so we say our L's, don't we? I think we do. The difference in America is that we're not going to be hurting anybody. We might hurt some feelings. Yeah, I think I've already heard some feelings before. I heard from some Gestapos. Some feelings are going to be hurt. But the biggest punishment of all is letting these liberals and people like Spector, Snow, and Collins and the 8 members of the House, the cap and trader 8, who voted for the biggest tax increase in American history, the biggest punishment is the fact that they will live through their humiliation. Because that's what we're going to do to them. This is not about partisanship. It is about all of us coming together and making sure that it's not our generation that screws it up. I refuse to have it be my generation. We have reaped the benefits of all of your service, the pain and suffering you've been through. I live a remarkable life because most of you have married, have served this country, have had children, have raised them to be committed to this country and to serve, to love this nation. And so I live a pretty great life in Southern California. Yeah, I live a marginal life. I live a life that is unique and mostly private. It's only public in the way that it is because I'm on the radio. I owe my great life to you. And I never forget that. I fight for this because it's selfish. I love my life. And I love a nation filled with people like yourselves. While we may disagree vociferously on issues, you've created an environment where everyone can find what they want, live in peace, choose to live with some dignity, be treated with dignity back, find friends and solace in neighbors, and know that there's a family somewhere in Arizona that has raised a young man or a young woman who has signed up for the Marines or the Army or the Air Force or the Navy, knowing we are at war, going to sacrifice who knows what so that we can have the pleasure of this astounding divine day. I don't know about you, but I'm willing to fight to defend that. Our boys and girls are fighting to defend it against the mindless and the heartless beasts in the Middle East. We will defend it against the damaged and narcissistic American left. But as we've learned, how many politicians, you've already heard from some politicians today, right?
Yeah.
There is a time and a need for a reminder. It takes a certain personality. Oh, some talking head called Sarah Palin an egoist. That's a really big East Coast word from the, I suppose, the Ivy Leagues. Is that, oh my gosh, she must have a really high opinion of herself. You know, and she shouldn't because she's just of the regular folk. Yeah, I want a woman who thinks highly of herself. I want every single one of you to know who and what you are. And you are the best thing on God's green earth. Right. Confidence, a self-awareness, confidence in what we stand for, the nature of who we are, Sarah Palin, and look, there are other heroes out there. Who has the guts to walk in to so many words I still can't. Some of the more crude words are the easier words to use, but I think as we have to articulate what this nation means on this 4th of July, beyond fireworks, which are going to be beautiful tonight, beyond the hot dogs and getting together with family, fact of the matter is every revolution has been in the hands and has moved, interestingly enough, within a crowd of about this size. It has always been a small group of people that have moved the bigger ideas. Sometimes an individual, sometimes a group of 12, sometimes of a groups of about a few thousand. We know this when it comes to the American independence and the Revolutionary War. There was division then, but there were a few articulate people who convinced others. Realize, when we talk about individualism, that the choices you make, it's not about politics, is it?
No.
It's not about letters or winning elections even. It's about what this nation stands for the rest of the world, for your family certainly, but knowing in our hearts as Americans, how many new citizens are here, been maybe citizens maybe just for the last decade or so? Any newbies here? You know, I have a lot of new citizens. Thank you, yeah. I'll tell you. Actually, I would like that water that's mine, if that's somewhere around here. For some reason, I'm getting a little heated. I'm getting a little hot here. Okay, some water would be great. I had my Irish family arrive in the late 1700s in South Carolina. I'm of a line called the Cooper line from South Carolina. There are Coopers buried in Ohio and in many southern states. Thank you, dear. This one's, by the way, going to be serving soon. They're going to cut all that hair off. That's Ashley, one of the organizers here. They get used to that hair, it's going to come off. Any second, it's going to come off. Thank you, dear. For a young woman like that, that's who America's raising. That's who America's raising. See, now where was I? So it's like my radio show. I'm going off on some other track. Let me just get back for a second here when it comes to the choices we make. Because all of you have been sitting here. It's been hot most of the day you've been sitting here. You've been hearing some great speeches. But when it comes to who's in charge of the country and what the politicians and the wishful people who want to be politicians need to realize is that they're there to represent us, that we are a quiet people, that we wait and we wait and we wait. We're like a big dog who's gentle, who loves the children. And if you pull on that tail enough, over time, something's going to happen. Our tail, I think, has been pulled enough, hasn't it? Now, Barack Obama promised he was going to bring America together. Well, it looks like he has, isn't it? Yeah, finally. I don't know if that's what he intended. And whether it is Sarah Palin or a favorite new politician coming up who has made a commitment and is very much like your family, bottom line is we've got to think back to George Washington and the idea of this country is that it has to be a revolution constantly. We have to face the people who want to take it from us constantly. Look, freedom is not easy. That fascism is much easier. Look, it's more efficient. It's more orderly. We're hearing about cap and trade and this new Obama death care package. Look, it's going to be much more efficient. Well, yeah, it's going to cost less money because when you're dead, you don't need any money for caretaking, do you? And it is much more efficient when there's no details involved in the decision making. Europe has found this out now for hundreds of years. Fascism is fast, it's quiet, and it's efficient. And it kills. It kills. Democracy, messy, loud. You get a chick like me up here, you get some of you guys down there. I don't know who's Karen down in this audience. I couldn't bring Snuffy from California. But let me just tell you something. This is the kind of audience that democracy creates. It's the kind of audience that some people don't want to ever kind of come near because it's alive and it will defend freedom. Democracy is imperfect and it's scary. So we provide it also with the rule of law. And believing that the individual can be trusted and that the individual should serve this country and that we receive the negatives, deal with the fallout, but we also understand the gift. The gift of being able to have the children that we want. Sarah Palin's had five. She's made the choice what she wanted to do. I regret not having children. And yet that was my choice. I have no one to blame but myself. Some of you made the choice to come here as new citizens. Some of us have generations. We, in our blood, we have the generations of adventurers and the cream of the crop. People wonder what happened to old Europe. Well, the best blood kind of came over here, didn't it? The ones who were adventurous. The ones who wanted more. The ones who wanted freedom came here in the form of our great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, or, for those of you who are new, your grandchildren will look back in the year 3000. Let's just say, all right, 2500. I'll give it just a few more hundred years. And say, you know what? America may have been 233 years old, but my great-great-great-great-grandma, Louisa, came here. And now look how great we still are. We will be remembered, and this is the key. I also kind of want to take questions. I don't know if we can do that here, but maybe not. One thing we are going to do, I have a request of you, and I don't do that very often. One thing, though, that we can look back on in our responsibility is people, for those of, how many of you have had a parent serve in World War II or had served, here we go. The question then was, what will you tell your children, what did you do when fascism was on the march? Did you lie about your age and get in when you were 15? Did your great-great-grandfather never come back? When you see Saving Private Ryan, is that where your father died? And now you had a little bit more of a sense of what that hell was. There will be a time, and it's hard to believe at this moment, in the time of the here and now, people will ask, as you sit here, what the hell were they thinking? And what did they do about it afterwards? This is where it comes. The generations in this lawn, the thousands here, the different complexions I see, the women and men, those with the signs, stop spending, start listening. I say stop spending and start looking for another damn job. That's what I say. This is not rhetoric. You know, after the Michael Jackson death, there was a lot of news stories about how to get the heart started again, you know, all those defibrillator stories. I'm hoping that people in Congress were watching some of those stories because they're going to need some of that information probably. You know, it is shocking. Again, I'll use Sarah Palin as an example. I truly don't know what she's going to do, but here's what I can tell you has happened and what you will achieve as well. People were shocked at what she did. People were surprised because she wasn't supposed to do that. You guys are supposed to stay home when it's hot. You guys are supposed to be doing your barbecue and drinking some beer. We'll do that too, though, won't we, folks? We're going to have a few drinks. We're going to have a few drinks, and we're going to rant, and then we're going to do something about it. But America's made up of people who do all the time what they're not supposed to do. You weren't supposed to leave home. You weren't supposed to say, screw you, King George, excuse my language. You weren't supposed to say, we're independent. You weren't supposed to say, okay, well, meet General Washington. We weren't supposed to do any of those things. I say, let us bring back the era in the American life of comfort that we have earned and that our ancestors and some of you have paid for directly, mightily right now. Let's return to the era of doing what we're not supposed to be doing and frightening them in Washington. It is our legacy. You teach your children something, whatever happens. Whatever happens tomorrow, you know, we never know if tomorrow's going to come. We know on September 10th and even in the morning of September 11th, a lot of people had plans. A lot of people had plans. Plans sometimes don't happen. It's hard to live your life like tomorrow's not going to come, but what you can do is make a pledge to live it as principally as you can every day of your life. So that when you come to this, the gift, no matter what happens from this point forward, to your children, who will remember this, some of these kids are going to grow up liberals. I know it's going to happen. And it's okay, and they're going to come home, and they're going to be a hippie maybe, and they're going to want, are some of you already driving hybrids? What's going on there? Yeah? They're going to want, sometimes at one point, this little girl's going to be 12 and she's going to want Brie. And they're going to say, what? What? It'll pass. All you need to do, though, it's not about convincing. It's what Christians did and conservatives did with me. By experiencing the honesty of what this nation is, by looking at and recognizing and admiring curiosity, strength, honesty, bravery, a consistent comfort with who you are. It's like, and I'll leave you with this. It is like, oh my gosh, I had the money pitch. Oh, we got some business to do. And I don't want anybody to get up now after I've said the word money. It is, now I'm all distracted by this side of George Washington in my head. It is, I really have completely lost my train of thought. I was totally in the zone. You know, it may come back, but let me do this right now instead. We are here also partly because our wallets are thinner. We are here in large part because they intend to make them even thinner yet. They think that you're babies and that they're gonna, and that a Barry is gonna be daddy and Nancy's gonna be mommy, when in fact they're gonna be unemployed. You're not going to be mommy or daddy. But in the meantime, here's what I'm going to ask you. How many of you plan on going to the movies this weekend? Or maybe you've already done it. Are you some moviegoers? Yeah. Or maybe out to dinner? Let me remind you, when it comes to the cost of certain things, go to a movie, couple tickets, maybe $20, concessions, another 10 to 15, parking. Maybe you get a snack, even fast food. By the end of a family night out, maybe you do it once a month, it's about $50. Maybe it's 20 for some of you, right? Maybe you're spending $15 a month on Netflix. Let me ask you, and I know some of you have got change in your pockets. I'm not asking for credit cards or checks. You've got some volunteers here in some red shirts. Well, thank you, sir. $20 bill. When I was growing up and was on my own, this, and I still can do it, this is 20 pot pies in my world, those chicken pot pies at Swanson's. Oh, look, I can live on $20 a week. I think many of us have, maybe some of you still are. I know what $20 buys, but let me tell you. The thing, of course, without using the cliche, but it's true. $20 will buy you 20 pot pies. The price of freedom, though, is in blood and is in commitment. There is no money that can buy it. What it can do is help us work. Well, thank you. Oh, is this from you? Great manicure, by the way. An American entrepreneur. right here, a new American entrepreneur. She took my 20. That, I'll tell you, don't stop that inclination in her. Just make sure she's not armed when she's doing it. Thank you so much. A dollar? Here's what we're dealing with. If you were to not go to the movies once this month, if you were to make something at home instead of buying fast food, if you were perhaps to forego maybe a new t-shirt or a new pair of tennis shoes you had on your mind, think of something, the simplest thing in the world. Foregoing whatever amount it is. We've got now volunteers like to have you move through. Come over here so they can see you. Little bags. You got something in your pocket. Let me start with this. Let me give you from a dollar to a 20. I'm going to put it in this bag. Whatever you can do. Change, whatever. Every penny. Listen, I'm a former left-wing organizer. Let me tell you how Barack Obama did his thing and how the left does it. Dollars. Conservatives, I've found it's like organizing cats. You know, think about that. It's like organizing cats. It's difficult. You eschew leadership, but there's a point where you agree. For nothing else but the sake of this nation, for the people left bleeding and dead on foreign soil to free them, for those still underground in France of all places, for those who will never come home after sneak terrorist attacks, either in Japan or in New York City. For those who lay under the earth and under the ocean, who wait for the Americans who still enjoy the benefit of that sacrifice. Make a little bit more. Make different choices, a little bit. Whatever you can. This organization, there is no major funding for this. And it's difficult. But if you're committed to this, as I am, we will make not only a sacrifice of some dollars, do it in the name of whom was left behind in World War II, in World War I, in Korea, the 60,000 troops still in South Korea and Japan, the 7 missiles that North Korea shot overnight, the missile that sits on its soil with parts from Russia, where our esteemed president is right now. He is in Russia as a missile sits in North Korea made with Russian parts we have found and a machine, an engine that can reach Hawaii, Alaska, Seattle, and San Francisco. And Barack Obama is having, oh, I don't know, some kind of lunch with the people who in part made that possible. So when we think about what our commitment is, your time, volunteering, and the difference a dollar makes, that the left does what it does, because, look, liberals have pretty much less money than we do, all right? Because they are reliant on unions. I know there are some union members here, probably. How many of you are union members? I'm a union member from the Radio and Television Artists of America. I have to send them money every month. For some union members, it's about a cap, about what you can make. Barack Obama wants America to become a union. They want a ceiling on the American dream. For some of you, the American dream isn't a home at all. Maybe it's a cabin or a tent where you're camping. Maybe it's about traveling. Maybe it's about your RV as you go through America and look at its beauty. Maybe it's that you're a renter and you're saving all your money, not for a house necessarily, but to make sure you can get your girls into the dance school or into the private school. Let me tell you right now, those things are indeed luxuries and dreams. We have work to do next year, making sure that there is, look, not a Republican victory. I don't give a damn about the Republicans. Forgive me for those of you who are Republicans. I don't care who saves this country, who gets rid of these taxes, who cuts that socialism head off at the neck. I don't care what letters after the name. I want a conservative victory in 2010. A conservative victory in 2010, which will stop the Obama and the leftist agenda. It'll stop it. And then, of course, a conservative victory in 2012, one to which then afterwards we can say, thank you, President Reagan, for serving as a benchmark for what is possible and what we're made of because we just did it again. Everyone, thank you very much. And for Sarah Palin, run, baby, run. Run, baby, run. Thank you, everybody. Happy 4th of July. I'm going to go get a few drinks maybe with some of you. It is a time for our generation to kick some backside. And we will take no prisoners. You send that to Washington. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
The inimitable Tammy Bruce, ladies and gentlemen. A huge hand for Tammy. She just put some splaining on you. That was awesome. We love. Keep it going. Thank you, Tammy Bruce.